got an email back in September last year from a man named Paul Grossfield. Paul's like, I think what you're doing is great. He's like, by the way, can you link me to your website? Because I'm on the kidney donor transplant list. And I was like, no, you could just have mine. So he emailed me back, and he was like, you're kidding me. I was like, no. And it took like 3 or 4 days to convince him. But that was how fast my response was. In November of last year, we made an appointment to go to Presbyterian, Columbia Presbyterian in Manhattan, to see if we would be a match. It was a 1 in 30,000 chance that we would be a match, and I should have played Lotto that day because we were. And we weren't 100% match, but we were compatible. With that, over the next couple months, there was some blood work and some minor testing. And then in May of this year, I went in there. I did 7 hours of physicals, every test you can imagine, and I passed every one. Every test I passed. The hospital approached me and asked me if I would do a swap that would include 6 people, including Paul. There was somebody who was a better match for Paul, and I would be a better match for somebody, and that person's spouse would give it to somebody, and that person's spouse would give it to Paul. So it would be a 3-recipient, 3-donor, 6-person operation, only done once before. So yesterday with that, I went to the hospital to see my surgeon, because tomorrow is a week from the surgery. I did another chest x-ray. I did another CAT scan. I did an EKG. They took blood, and then I saw the surgeon. And I kind of got lucky because the CAT scan showed that I have a couple extra valves going into my right kidney, which means more flowing, and they're taking the left one. So that's pretty good. They tried to scare me. It didn't work. I mean, the thoughts in my mind, but once I make up my mind, I do it. Set my family and even my wife. It's something my mother would want me to do, and I'm going to do it. There's no backing out now, because now this woman's life and Paul's life depends on my kidney. So in essence, I'm getting to help 2 people. You know, as Americans, we have extra food, we have extra money, we have extra body parts. Through the foundation, we give out money, we give out food. Individually, I'm going to give a body part, and I don't think there's a better feeling in the world other than maybe winning Lotto, and I've never won Lotto, so I don't know the feeling. But this is a pretty good feeling that I get to actually really make a difference. And I'm going to use this as a platform and a forum to raise awareness for 9/11 responders that need organ donations. So many 9/11 responders need double lung transplants because they have pulmonary fibrosis. Officer Borgia died of pulmonary fibrosis. Vito Valente, who sits on my board, has pulmonary fibrosis. Mm-hmm. Andre Niefield, who is a civilian down at Ground Zero who lived around the block from there, she has pulmonary fibrosis. This is not a coincidence. I never knew anybody in my life that had pulmonary fibrosis, let alone heard of it before 9/11. And now all of these people, I know of 12 people that have pulmonary fibrosis that have come to our foundation for help. If you could donate your lungs while you're alive, I would donate my lungs, but obviously I can't, so I'm going to raise awareness for people to sign their, you know, their driver's licenses, be organ donors, reach out to America, and if they lose a loved one, and as sad as that may be, it could be going to a good cause and helping a 9/11 responder. And that's the real reason why I'm doing this.